Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart Scott, I have not slept all damn night. I told you I wasn't working Friday night. I told you I will be at UBS Arena sitting back with a cold one, maybe some popcorn, watching the Islanders beat that ass and force a game seven. That's where I'm going to be tomorrow night, not working.
Listen,
thank you.
I am pleasantly surprised, and listen, I'm shocked. They got it done, and short order, right? And you look at what Donovan Mitchell did. He had a decent game. Concerned, Julius Randle hurting his ankle again. But listen, the rest of the squad showed up. You got windmill fast breaks. Congratulations. And if you're a Knicks fan, now you can exhale and say, I don't care what anybody says. We can overreact and we can do what the hell we want to because we have a series that we should be favored in. You wanted all the smoke with Jimmy Buckets. Well, you're going to get it. And we're going to see what they're made out of because this is going to be about mental toughness and about will versus will. Who can match the intensity and who's going to say, Jimmy Buckets, I got him, coach. Remember Glory Road? Remember they were sitting there and the guy was going off? He was like, I got him, coach. I need somebody. We need to focus on Jimmy Buckets. And I don't care boxing one, boxing two, boxing three. I don't care what we got to do. He ain't going to beat us.
He's not.
Josh Hart, real brother roll call. This is one of these things where we don't care about your score. We need you to attack Jimmy Buckets. We need you to show what kind of dog you got in you. We need to see who got some dogs. That's what I'm expecting, and that's what I hope, and that's what I am anticipating. That listen, I don't think that, when you talk about the coaching matchup, Spoelstra is a great coach, and it's going to be about adjustment.
So is Tom Thibodeau.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's different. Chess match, boss.
That's what I'm saying.
Chess match.
That's what I'm saying. And I am excited to see this. I expect some glorious 78-84 games. You know what I'm saying? I am expecting some flagrant fouls. I'm expecting a fist fight. I'm expecting somebody to be have to be broken apart. I'm expecting some face. I'm expecting some stare downs because this is what it's all about.
I want LJ versus Zoe, part two.
Yes.
We should have them both at the game. Just duke it out. Just during a timeout, just they both just can't stand to look at each other.
I hope Tom Thibodeau kept notes about what Jimmy Buckets can't do, won't do. Won't do it. Can't do it. But this is exciting, man. Listen.
It's great, man. It's
and
great.
We had all that.
Telling me, so, like I said, I was up all night. Like yeah. Zerbiak and I, after the post-game show, the two of us and our director, John Gallagher, we all went out just to celebratory drink. We had to, right? Just have a drink. And we just saw fans everywhere in the city. Now, mind you, this game was in Cleveland.
Yep.
We had people at the window during the post-game show. I'm telling you, you think I'm kidding? They were at the window. You see the videos on social media.
Yeah, man.
Knicks fans took to the streets again to celebrate. You know, again, the first playoff series win in 10 years. So they go out in the streets to celebrate and having fun. They see us. They're going crazy. This guy's like, oh, my God, Wally Zerbiak. Oh, my God. They're like yelling. It was hilarious. But the feeling was almost as if there was a weight taken off the shoulders and as if, like, the rest of this is like house money. You can say that they are favored to win.
It's not
house
money
anymore. You can say that they are now the high – like, believe it or not, they're the high seed. They're going to – Sunday, 1 o'clock at Madison Square Garden, game one of the Eastern Conference semifinals. Like, what? They're hosting a second-round game at home in game one. They are the high seed, so technically you would say that they are the favorite. Yes. But I'm here to tell you,
It doesn't matter.
They can win this series, Bart.
Yes.
I think they will win this series. I believe they will. I'll tell you why. We have plenty of time for that. But I'm just saying the feeling that fans are giving me yesterday is this sense of house money.
Yeah, but it ain't house money because you have – listen, you drew a team that got one star.
Yep.
So this is going to be is a bunch of good players better than a great player. I know Jimmy Buckets may
not. He's going to get 56 points. He's not going to go for 90 points in back-to-back nights.
What I'm saying is he better not be out there punking and taking people's souls, getting up in their grill. What I'm saying is him on the defensive side. I don't want him punking people, getting turnovers, stealing the ball at half court, yoking, yamming on people. So then it inspires his role players to feel like they got a chance. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, ain't going to happen. I'm telling you. You know what happened? I said it on Get Up this morning. Do you know what happened? Mike Budenholzer lost his job.
Well, listen,
that guy froze.
Listen, he froze
in game four.
First of all, you got like I didn't see that, Allen. I was watching you, Allen. I heard you say it.
He had two timeouts. He had a timeout at the end of regulation and didn't call it. He had a timeout at the end of overtime when they were scrambled drill, didn't know what to do. No one wanted to shoot it, and he didn't. He froze. Didn't have Brook Lopez on the floor for a five-tenths of a second left inbounds pass. All you had to do was just smack it away, and you live to fight another day. And his tallest, longest player was not on the court.
Budenholzer has been on deck for a while. They won a championship. But remember
Giannis.
Well, I know you. I hope we got a great audio files.
We have very good audio files.
But what I'm saying is he has made bad decisions before.
Yep.
And it's just the fact that they won the championship. Remember what the narrative was right before he won the championship, that he had to go. Now, I don't know if you blow this thing up, but once again, potentially a star. And listen, don't tell me it ain't possible. Don't tell me that the Greek Freak wouldn't consider leaving, because I live in a world where I saw a video of Aaron Rodgers throwing passes today, passes to wide receivers. Don't tell me we live in a world in New York City where a star like Giannis, a former MVP, won't come join his former boss.
Please.
His former boss. You hear what I said?
Yeah,
won't come join his former boss because A'Rod owns stake in the Milwaukee Bucks.
Could you imagine?
In a world.
Way ahead of our skis here. All I know is this. We got a couple of days to enjoy this. Sunday, game one, and we can get back into the anxiety of a playoff series and all that stuff. But let me get – Bart, can we just – like Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson, tell me, how the vibes?
The vibes are – how should I put this? So immaculate.
Immaculate.
He sounds so educated when he says it like that. Come on, man. Take it to the street, bro. So immaculate.
No, he's a Villanova. That's a Villanova man.
Yeah, he
that's
went
how
to class.
Villanova
he
men
went to,
speak.
Well, they go to class.
I'm telling you, man, go to class. It is special. It is special right now to
Knicks
get to
the favorites, though.
And enjoy this. To have, like, just think about the things that we are enjoying right now. The Knicks in the second round of the playoffs with a very, very good chance. The door is open for them to be playing in the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000. The Eastern Conference Finals, Bart Scott. The Knicks have a very good chance of being there. You just said it. Aaron Rodgers today is in Florham Park throwing a football to other Jets as a member of the Jets.
Just imagine. We didn't think this deal would ever get done. This dude showed up yesterday. He's throwing today.
Yeah, he had a hoodie on, ready to go.
Alan Lazard,
ready to go. I want to work. I want to get it. I want to start as fast as I can. Excursions. Oh, Bart. I think Sunday afternoon at Madison Square Garden, we might have the first Celebrity Row sighting. Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to extend his stay.
I'm thinking what a perfect place for him to be on national television, ABC, where he will be probably playing Monday Night Football several times this year.
Oh, solid. Oh, wonder if I'll see you there.
I would hope that you will be in the building as well. I know 1 o'clock's a little early for you. I understand on a Sunday it's a little early. You wake up at the crack of noon on Sunday. So I understand that might be difficult for you to do. But, we got to get you in the building too now. Because I know you don't like the heat. There's no way you like Miami.
I hate everything about Miami.
There you go. So
my damn Ferrari flooded in Miami.
So I'm just saying, but if you like just the stuff that tonight we have Rangers Devils. And I mean the Rangers have got to get it done tonight. Like that, this is imperative that just the Rangers the win tonight.
Yeah, just imagine the Garden got like 2 second round playoff back to back. We're going to have to tell the boss, "Hey man, you either come on this Zamboni and you do some halftime shows cuz we busy." We booked.
Billy Joel used to be playing piano on the Zamboni forever.
But let's put him on the organ. Can we put Billy Joel on the organ?
Can you tell me just one more time? Just say it one more time. If you had, you said the Knicks and like the Garden back to back. Like say it again.
If we had the Garden second round back to back.
Ooh, my baby.
Those my babies. Both teams' favorite.
I mean, and that's why I also need the Islanders to step up Friday night, force a game seven, just to keep this thing going. I don't want this party to end.
Now, you know what's so good? This is so good that it's making us not even pay attention that the Yankees stink right now. We ain't even thinking about
it. Not even paying attention. Yeah,
go get
you talking about.
Go get it figured out.
Baseball season can start in June.
Yeah. Get it figured out. Because when we start paying attention to you, you better be right.
Go
Verlander, you better be back and you better be right.
Right.
Right now,
exactly.
we got distractions.
I need Scherzer and the ticky-tacky all over the finger. I need that all out of the way. Verlander and whatever he's got going on, like you get that settled. All right? Like, can you do me a favor? Can you massage this guy's shoulder for a minute, all right?
It's great to be in New York right now because we going grocery shopping. Both teams are going. Listen, I'm hosting.
And then there's the NFL draft tonight.
I'm hosting tonight a party at the stadium, party.
Oh.
Yes, with the Jets. Listen, this is why, like, the symmetry going on right here. Mm-hmm. It's hosted by the Jets and Giants.
Woo!
Same party.
Woo!
Not separate parties. This is New York coming together like, hey, collectively, we need to be against everybody. It is New York versus everybody. And listen, we don't care if the Giants win. We trying to win. We got to get some dubs because we're supposed to be the best seed in the world, and we ain't got no chips.
So all whoever I do is win.
It's the race to the chips.
I like it.
Race to the chips, and we supporting each other. We ain't hating on each other. We see you out there. We see you, Saquon, yesterday walking down the street, going down the ramp. What I get FaceTime. I'm like, hey, maybe this wrong. Oh, Brian Daboll. What up, Dave Beasy? What's good? Hey, Bart, guess what, man? I was bringing down some old film of you going and hitting my quarterback. You know what I'm saying? It's symmetry all over the place. Walking to the barber shop.
I like that.
Walking to the barber shop. Bam. See the scout in the barber shop. Like, yeah, man, it's been a crazy week. I'm just running into Jets Giants. We just talking about all kind of stuff. It's all good right now.
That's why we do the buffets. That's why we do them. We have got a lot of calls stacked, racked, and ready to go. You know how it's lunchtime in New York City. There's only one place to be. That's on the Bart and Hans Show on 98.7
Nobody
ESPN.
More inside than me. I'm so inside that I'm in a dark place. I'm in a black hole somewhere. I got access to everybody. I just don't be out there telling everybody. I can break news, but my loyalty to my peoples are greater than trying to be hot.
There was so much about what you just said there. That
hey, sure, phrasing!
Yeah, Jacob is going to make sure that is definitely in a drop. 800-919-3776 is the number. This is Team No One Sleeps. Because I will sleep eventually, but I can't do it now. I'm not sleeping on you. We're not sleeping on these calls. They're stacked, racked, ready to go. And we're going to spend as much time as it takes to talk to all of you about all the excitement, all the energy, all the momentum that is building right now in New York City and right now being led by the New York Knicks. Let's go to Mike in the Bronx to start us off. What's up, Mike?
Alan, what's going on, brother?
How you
Bart,
doing?
What's up, man?
What
hey,
do you do, baby?
I was hype, man. I called you guys on Monday and told you I got that game 6 by mistake, right?
That's right.
So
did that go to game
my
one?
Principal yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to game one, baby. I'm going to game
yes!
one.
Yes, all right.
So they upgraded your ticket. They upgraded your
ticket. I don't even know, man. I think they Mike,
what I'm saying is, it's like when you miss your flight, and then you figure out that you get to go to a better. You get it. They put you on a different flight, so now you're going a little later. But man, they put you in first class.
Because now you had a
home game, second round.
Nothing.
And A-Rod's gonna be in. And A-Rod should be in the building.
And by the way,
hey,
Mike,
I was so hyped, man.
you also get a Friday night off, too. So you get that as well. So you get all that. And you know what else, too? There'll be some Game 7s playing on Sunday. We don't have to worry about that. Just a Game 1. Just a warm-up. Just getting ready. Just coming out of the gate. Man, it's so much fun. Luke in Nyack. Luke, you looking forward to this party tonight?
Luke. Luke Cage. There you go. He was there.
We had Luke. We had Luke.
Right,
got you. That.
No, yeah, I'm really excited to go. I can't wait. Hope I can. Hope I get to meet Bart Scott. Get to say hello to him.
I'll be there, Luke. Come through, baby.
You gonna talk to him?
I'm
on a diet, but if you give me some vodka, something without a lot of calories, I'll take a couple shots with you.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Any idea who's gonna be there, like the players and stuff?
I mean, I'm sure they have some
Bart
guys
there.
You just never know. A-Rod could be in the building. Listen, he should be doing his glory tour going on right now. You know what I mean? I think if he show up and they say, hey, we selling tickets to season ticket holders right now. People might pull out the Mad Maxes. I want to do an ACH.
You know, honestly, if those tickets are going to go real fast. Luke, is there one
lucky.
Thing?
What was that?
No, go ahead and finish your sentence. Go ahead.
No, I got my season tickets a few weeks ago, actually, as soon as I heard the rumors.
Smart.
First time. I'm excited about that.
That is definitely smart.
Yeah, so, can't wait till Miami comes in the building and see how many tickets are sold to those fans. None!
No more Dolphins fans getting those seats. I want also to see, like, tonight, Bart.
Yeah.
The 15th pick. I mean, the draft starts tonight, man, right?
Yeah.
And it's going to be very interesting. The top of the draft's always interesting.
Yeah.
But this is also, for the Jets and the Giants, this is a very interesting first round because it kind of gives you a hint of where they're going. You know what I mean? Like, what's the priority?
Yeah.
And I look at that 15th pick, you figure they've got to be going tackle, right? They have to be going tackle.
Yeah, tackle, swing, guard type of thing. You know
There'll
what I mean?
Be somebody available there.
Because this is the thing. If they think that it is a great guard there, remember, Vera Tucker told us that he can play at a high level at tackle.
Mm-hmm. We saw it.
So – I mean, that's like an A-plus right there. And if Skoronski falls from Notre Dame, he's basically Vera Tucker 2.0.
Yeah.
He's the Midwest Vera Tucker, where Vera Tucker's from the left coast, he's from the middle coast.
I mean, it's just that if that does happen, that'd be way too easy.
And then on the Giants side, man, it's Dealer's Choice, man. Dealer's Choice. They got receivers sitting there where they're going to be at. They got tight ends sitting there where they're going to be at. So, I mean – Jets-Giants should be a great day. Expectations as high as they've ever been. Not just for one team, for all the teams. We got expectations. Red Bulls, get it together. I don't care. Everybody.
You want Red Bull in there too.
Everybody.
All right. Dave's got a call back because I hit his call and then
sorry,
and
Dave.
Drop. Oh, okay. We got Dave. Dave, my apologies. Yeah. I was going to you next. Dave in East Meadow. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, guys. What a game last night. Oh, I think they must have listened to the Bart and Han intro before the game because they came out fired up. I was so impressed with Josh Hart's defense that I ended up keeping my eyes on his defense on Mitchell even off the ball. I couldn't take my eyes off it. But Mitchell Robinson, maybe the best game of his career, top to bottom. That wasn't no cardio. That was like 36, 38 minutes. And
no,
I got to give Tibbs credit because there's been games where he gave Hartenstein the extra time. He went with his gut. Mitch played the game of his life. He affected so many shots that I think Garland threw it over the backboard with 5 minutes to go.
Did you see that runner? Like Bart. Did you see that? Like, yeah, Dave is describing.
Put the arc on it.
We were dying laughing like at that point. Dave, thanks for the call. So Garland like was trying to get into the paint, make a move, right? And Mitch just shadowed, and then the minute Garland went to take what was the floater, Mitch put his arm up. So Garland had to try to shoot it up over him.
Yeah.
Yo, this thing – actually, it was LeVert. It wasn't Garland. It was LeVert. This thing
went up over the backboard. His launch angle was off.
A little bit. Yeah. Like, it literally went up over and dropped in between the shot clock and the backboard.
Not in my house.
No. I mean, really.
But think about this.
Mitchell Robinson, who I picked on after the first two games, and I said he was playing soft, that he needs to show up. Did he not show up in these games? He had 18 rebounds. He had 11 offensive rebounds. He was a monster. He was doing things.
Offensive rebounding is crazy. That's what we're talking about,
His
right?
His rebounding, think about this, Bart. He was doing things that you haven't seen a Knicks center do since Patrick Ewing. Like, just think about that for a minute. Like, he was doing things like that. That's how impactful he was. He had more rebounds and points than Jared Allen and Mobley combined. Like, he owned them.
He punked them. You know what I mean? And, you know, they punched back, and then he punched back, death blow. It's like when you get in a Street Fighter and you start seeing you getting closer to the end, you get hit with that combo. Flawless victory. Mitchell Robinson. Listen, he took their soul, man. And listen, they got issues over there because the Knicks ain't going nowhere, and who knows what, you know, they made all that big move for Donovan Mitchell, and they don't have any depth. They got to figure some stuff out. And listen, the Knicks could be the reason why they blow that team up.
Oh, I'm telling you, I think Bickerstaff could be in trouble.
Yeah. But the thing is, with so many coaches in trouble, who's around? I mean, if Mark Jackson can't get a job with all these people that's about to get fired, or Kenny Atkinson
Kenny will definitely be in the mix somehow, some way.
But I don't know if Kenny wants
to. Nick Nurse is going to be in the mix. There's no doubt about that. Like, you're going to see different names there. But, like, J.B. Bickerstaff really looked like he had nothing left, and all he was hoping was that his stars would just lead them. Their offense looked so out of whack. Defensively, all they did was just run around. All they were doing was just running around, trapping, and just trying to figure it out as they go. They were not really a well-prepared, well-coached team in this series. Now, again, now that we move into a Knicks-Heat classic historical series, you've got two guys, Spoelstra off the Riley tree, Thibodeau off the Van Gundy tree. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of history there. And these two guys, they're masters. Like, you're talking about two of the best coaches.
Great strategists.
This is going to be a chess match. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a grinder. It's going to be absolutely just incredible. Scott in Manhattan. Scott, how are we feeling?
Hey, what's up? Hey, no sleep to Brooklyn, man. Listen, I'm on that. Listen, Milwaukee Choke and Jimmy Buckets is not going to be doing that. He's not punking us out like that. Listen, these guys are locked in. They're ready to go. And kudos to Thibodeau for getting these guys ready and developed to go. So, listen, I'm hyped, man. Listen, bring them on. Listen, it's going to be a tough series. But, listen, I've taken us in six, you know?
Yeah, I must say, I don't think it has to be. This team is deep. If you attack the right person, if you take the soul, you got to cut the head of the snake. And the head of the snake is Jimmy Buckets.
Wear him down. They don't have any depth.
Yes.
They're exhausted.
Exactly.
Like, what they did is, I mean, again, they were – Jimmy Butler was like this, Bart. Think about that. You play Super Mario, right?
Yeah.
Is it the star?
Yeah, the star.
When you get the star, you go into God mode, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler, like, was basically in God mode, like in Super Mario, in these fourth quarters in the last two games. He just went God, and it's like Budenholzer didn't do anything about it. It was embarrassing.
And the reports that Giannis wanted to take Jimmy Buckets, and he didn't allow the cold red.
Bad job. Just an absolute bad job. Really. But we all know he can do this. We saw him do it in the one game against the Knicks where he just went off.
We saw him in the bubble when he was talking.
It was the game in Miami. He was doing a lot of talking, running his mouth. Like, mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade was there, and the Knicks just couldn't stop him. Everything was a foul. He went to the foul line like 20 times. You know, like, that game during the regular season is that one indicator of, okay, you know he can detonate. But with no hero, stop. I mean, he's not there. Kevin Love has played well, but Kevin, man, come on. Like, I'm telling you, this series, the Knicks should be heavily favored. They should be heavily favored. The biggest concern is Julius Randle's ankle injury off last night.
Yeah.
That's my biggest concern is how much does it impact him? Because it already was impacting him in this series.
Do you think they play without him? Like I said, give him some rest.
You remember Randle went for 43 against the Heat.
Yeah.
Randle actually –
the fadeaway bobble, release, rotation, splash.
Yes, it was. And that was a double bang, by the way, that shot.
That was a bang?
Yes. Randle had good games against the Heat this season, and then he got hurt in the last game. Remember, that's the game where the ankle was hurt the first time. The end of March, that last game against the Heat at the Garden where he stepped on Bam Adebayo's foot, rolled the ankle. Well, it happened again last night. This time it was Caris LeVert's foot. Just as Randle looked like he was starting to get going, get loose. And that's your concern now. Is there was a, you know, the feeling I had was, well, maybe the Bucks can make this a series and make it go to seven till Sunday, and then game one wouldn't have been until Tuesday. That would have bought Randle more time.
Yeah.
Now you got to be ready by Sunday, 1 o'clock, no less. Will he be ready? All right, 800-919-3776. Bar, we got a lot of calls, man.
We got to take a break. We don't get to everybody.
No, let's just keep talking to the people today. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, we're running through the red light. We're going through the toll.
Oh, no. We got to pay the toll.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart and I had just decided that today's one of those days that we just want to talk to you, because it's not just the Knicks. Now, the Knicks are the vibe, right? Because there's just so much energy about what they're doing, and it really is kind of surprising. Let's be honest. Like, could they have won that first round series? Yes, but until you saw it, you really weren't going to believe it. Well, believe it. It has happened. So now they're in the second round, and they have a very good chance to win this one too and be in the conference finals. But it's just happening. All what's happening, again, with our sports here locally is unbelievable. Yesterday, Aaron Rodgers press conference. Bart, if you could grade a press conference from Aaron Rodgers, what grade would you have given that?
A+.
Right?
A++.
I mean, he hit every note,
yes.
And he had everybody swooning at the end of that. He even had the guys on the K-Show. He went on the K-Show at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Even those guys, when that conversation was over, they were like, wow, he's so great. Like, they were even swooning.
And he said, listen, I'll be at this tomorrow. They're like, how soon will you be there? He's like, does tomorrow count? Then we see videos of him throwing out routes to Alan Lazard, getting the business. Right? And this is the thing, right? Already. They've already converted most of that $58 million into a signing bonus.
Well, we're going to get into that, the explanation of Dan Graziano and what he came up with, the reports of how the strategy of what Joe Douglas and Aaron Rodgers came up with to make it all work. It's a great little story, but I really want to get to calls, so let's get to them. Let's continue with you all now at 800-919-3776, and I got to hear from Spike in St. Pete today. What's up, Spike?
Oh, baby!
Yes, sir.
I just added 20 years to my age. I got 20 more years. I just can't believe, my friends, what went on last night. And Jimmy Buckets, I said this earlier this morning to the boys in the morning, I said he's one guy that athleticism is superior, but his athletic ability mentally is unstoppable. But Mitchell Robinson, he ain't going to make it easy for Jimmy Buckets to go down that lane. Those big boys on Cleveland, they disappeared last night. Totally. And I agree with you on Bickerstaff. He just looked – I'm not saying he did a bad job. He just looked like he was out of cards to play. So I got to tell you something, guys. You know how much I love this team. I go way back with them. I don't know if they'll beat the Heat But I'll tell you, this is redemption. I bring out Charlie Ward and P.J. Brown as honorary captains. And it's just, I can't tell you how excited I am at this point. And one more thing. Thanks for the time, and just keep the calls coming because it brings us all up. Get some sleep later on, Alan.
I will.
This is going to be ratings are going to go through the roof. This is as tough a matchup in terms of history. There's a lot of history there. You guys know that. But a whole new generation is going to see it, which is intriguing to me. And I got to say one more thing. This Jalen Brunson has footwork equal to Baryshnikov. I don't know how he keeps that pivot foot ducking under and back, and the ball goes over the front rim like Earl Monroe.
Let's keep him
coming, boys. Go Knicks.
Let's give him Kevin McHale footwork. Kevin McHale probably had the best footwork in the history of basketball.
Listen,
this was like Spike at 1.2. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you watching TV, instead of having on one, he like 1.2, 1.5. He look jacked up right now.
I like it. And it's, again, that's what it does. And you just want to live in it. You want to live in it right now. And that's, again, why we're giving everybody the opportunity to talk today and just get it out and to share it. It just was something special today. Even as early as, you know, walking over to get up in the morning from the hotel, it's, you know, I mean, 6:45 in the morning. And it's just seeing people that are all heading to work and everything like that, and just people jogging by. One guy jogged by, and he just screamed it. He was just like, let's go next. Like, it's just – that is such a cool thing that happens here in this city. Let's continue with the conversation. Let's go to Colin in the Bronx. What's up, Colin? Man, I told you they were winning.
Oh, yeah, you get that. You get your day off, man. That's much deserved. Let's go next, Bartholomew Hart. Bart. Oh, my God. He can't be more excited with this. But I want to take a little bit into what's going to happen with that next series coming up. A lot of people are talking like, you know, Randall is obviously extremely important. We need to get him healthy. We need to have him back, not just for this series, but anything for the foreseeable future. But for this series right now, I think Quentin Grimes is more important right now to be healthy.
Agreed.
You need as many bodies as possible to throw at Jimmy Butler because that man is – balling right now,
and he's going to get fouls on guys like Colin.
Exactly.
What you just said, Colin. See, that's one of the smartest takes we've had already today, because that's it. Jimmy Butler, you're going to need to throw bodies at him, waves at him, and waves at him. And one thing that he does is he'll get to the foul line. He draws fouls. He's strong and he knows how to draw fouls. So you got to have multiple people that can guard him and take those fouls. Not many teams have that. The Knicks have that. Then they know. They know. Like, you know what you're going to get. That's the thing. We don't overreact. We just understand what's going to happen, and then how do you react to it, and how do you, of course, adjust, and what other things can you do? All right, so if this is a negative for us, how do we turn a positive on our side against them? That's all the things that have to be done. That's, again, I just – is anybody going to call today and complain about Tom Thibodeau? Does anybody want to call me today and tell me how the Knicks need a new coach?
We should get him an extension.
Is anybody going to try to call today and tell me about how the Knicks need a new head coach? How they need a coaching change? No. What they needed in December, he gave them. He gave them an attitude change. Enough trying to please everybody. We're trying to win. We're going to play the players that help us win. Whoever bought in, that's who's playing. And that's what we're going to do. And he did it from December 4th forward. And ever since then, they have been one of the best teams in the league. Oh, no. I'm not saying they're a better team. I'm not saying that they were a pretty good team. I'm not even telling you that they were one of the better teams in the East. Look at the record since December 4th. One of the best teams in the entire league. Off of a decision that he made to say, I'm tired of making everybody happy. I'm tired of trying to please everybody. We're not walking on eggshells. We're playing the guys that I think can help us win. Whether you like it or not, this is what we're doing. And ever since then, it has been nothing but success. John in Manhattan. John.
I completely agree with the last caller. I think his name is Kyle. Made a great point, and it's what I'm worried about. First of all, I'm not being Debbie Downer here. I'm very, very pumped at what happened and how they played. Thrilled. But I'm really, really worried about the two starters that are not playing. And that, you know, one of the reasons that we've done so well is because of our depth. And, Alan, you said that. But without those two players, part of our depth or most of our depth goes away.
Yes.
We need them back.
Yes, and Grimes, like Randall, from what I'm being told, Randall, it's not as bad as the first time around when he missed a couple of weeks. That one was pretty bad. This one was rough, and you could see it, like when he was down, it was hurting him. He limped off the court. But from what I understand, now they've got tests to do today. You know, they've got things they got to do in the next couple of days to figure it all out. And I will guess, Bart, as you know how Tibbs like to play this, they'll put him as questionable all the way up until game time.
Right.
You know, they're never going to tell you anything. But from what I understand, it's not as bad as the first time around. It should be manageable. And, oh, by the way, what do you always say, Bart? Take him in the back. And
yeah.
Let him know.
Yeah, let him know. This is the thing, though. This is the only thing I worry about. Like, if you get the shot this early, it don't respond the second time you need it. Like, it only works once.
Okay.
You know, and it's harder to maintain. And if you hurt it again and you don't know when it wears off, listen, I wouldn't be opposed to them playing Miami without Julius Randle with how the others have played in his absence to be able to kind of start off and just do a full-on assault.
I think you need him against Bam. I just think you need him against Bam.
I get that, but you're going to have to.
Kevin Love is going to be the one that goes against Mitchell Robinson.
That's barbecue.
They're
going
to try to get Mitch out of the paint by a 3-point shooter. Kevin Love's a 3-point shooter. They're going to try to do stuff to get Mitchell Robinson out of the paint, right? So that's why I think it's important that you keep Bam occupied, because Bam's a good defender, and you need a guy like Randall.
His defense.
Obi is not big enough or strong enough to deal with Bam. That's your concern. You need Randall in this series. You didn't need him in the Cavs series, but you need him in this series. There's no doubt about that.
But you can't. It's a roll of the dice, right? And listen, if it got hurt once, it's going to get hurt twice.
I know.
If it get hurt this third time, it's tough. So you got to ask yourself, can we get through one, the first one, at home in our building without our leader? And I think the answer is yes. I think you're just too deep, and you got enough bodies if Grimes is healthy to kind of just – I'm talking about Alvarado style. I'm talking about picking him up full court.
Oh, no. They're going to have to make sure that Butler just stays off balance like they did. I mean, look, they did a phenomenal job against Donovan Mitchell. If you don't think Donovan Mitchell was trying last night, he couldn't do anything. He was frustrated afterwards. He blamed himself, but it wasn't him. It was their bigs that let him down.
Yeah.
But they like the same thing's going to happen with Butler, and they're going to do whatever they can with him. But Bam is a really good player. And they, by the way, the Heat, you know, I said this on Get Up. The Heat played against a really good Bucks defense. The Bucks defense was top four in the league defensively, right? And the Heat scored 124 points a game in the series. That doesn't make sense. Then, and by the way, Miami was the lowest scoring team in the league, and they scored 124 points a game against the fourth best defense in the league. How? And then on top of it, Miami had the fourth worst 3-point shooting percentage in the regular season. They went up against a top 10 3-point defense and shot 45% from three. How? How did that happen?
Was it
and
your
do
famous
we expect
two words?
It to continue?
Is it your famous two words?
What's that?
Drop coverage. I don't think we're going to be playing drop coverage.
Well, that's what they do play, but you got to play it better, and you got to close out. But Miami, to shoot that.
We're playing chess coverage.
To shoot that well? Oh, let me throw this in, too, for, you know, again, losing Randall and thinking you could throw other bigs in there. Jericho Sims out for the season. Hurt his shoulder. He had to get surgery.
Yeah.
So he's not an option anymore, and that's another big body you could have used just in case that is now not available.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
We want to talk to the city today because there's just a lot going on, a busy day, a lot of great energy and excitement, and also anticipation. NFL draft is tonight. Later on in the show, we'll go through what the Jets have at 15, what the Giants have at 25, what both these teams can do in the first round. Then obviously tomorrow you go into the second round and on. And then Saturday's that long day. But that's how you just start building up your franchise. And Joe Douglas has done a great job of the draft over the last couple of years.
Joe Shane, too. Remember what Joe Shane did yesterday with Evan Neal? Man, they get it done.
And Joe Shane on the clock now as well. And so far having a good offseason. But we also have Aaron Rodgers, more Aaron Rodgers stuff. And just remember everything that he said yesterday assessing that. And then what he and Joe Douglas worked on together is something you need to hear about. We'll get into that stuff in the 1 o'clock hour. I thought the first hour should be a lot of just Nick euphoria and conversations with the people, because it just, you just can feel it these days. Everybody wants to talk about it, and we want to give you that chance to do that. So let's continue. 800-919-3776. Baritone in Queens. Baritone, how are we doing today?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Oh, man. Allen, you got to go to UBS Arena.
Yes, I do.
That's good. But, yeah, man, I like the chances without Tyler Hero. You get Kyle Lowry, you get him to a pizza shop again, and let, you know, 28, 30 pounds.
Oh, he going to get a slice.
Worried about him.
Oh, he going to order a couple slices.
Exactly. And then also, Bam Adebayo, you don't step up in the playoffs, so I'm not worried.
You're feeling pretty good. I mean, they did get to the conference finals last year, man. I mean, you got to remember that. They got to the conference finals last year against the Celtics, and that was they went toe-to-toe with them as well.
Yeah, but Tyler Hero's a big part of that, you know, being able, you know, now who's the other guy? I forget, man, from Michigan.
Duncan Robinson.
Yeah, Duncan Robinson.
Like, he can't guard
anybody,
though.
Yeah, and he's coming off the bench, right? So yeah, he's barbecue chicken.
He can't guard anybody. You know, like, again, Gabe Vincent's a tough. He's a point guard. He's tough. He made a huge, you know, we talk about Jimmy. Gabe Vincent's three with about 8 seconds left. That cut it to one, and that's the only reason why they had a chance in that game. Because that walk-up three, how are you letting him take that shot? Again, the Bucks, it's just, you talk about boneheaded plays. It was awful what the Bucks did to just give that series away the way they did. Oscar in Miami. Oscar.
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
What's happening? You getting ready?
Hey,
I'm ready, man.
I've been in Miami for
ready.
The last 8 years, came down here from New York, and finally, we're going to the playoffs. My son and I went online last night before Miami even won and bought the tickets.
Nice.
You have no idea the excitement. The only thing I miss is that I'm not in the city, man, at the newsstand, in the subways, just feeling that vibe. But we're gonna keep it on over here in Miami.
Absolutely.
Where you know, JetBlue probably have a special. You know, Frontier. Now, if you don't want to be able to make your seats go back, you can fly Frontier. They'll get you here.
No, you don't need Oscar.
Yeah?
Oscar should stay right where he is. Cause
I might get there the next day, but I'll get there.
Four layovers. You're going to Atlanta, to Minnesota, back to New York.
But Oscar,
there,
like,
you go.
You've been to Nick Miami. You've been to Nick Heat games down there before, though, right? During the regular season?
Oh, yeah.
Can you describe?
We own it down here. They have a hard time with us down here.
Yeah. Like, can you describe? Like, tell us about that. Because I try to tell people up here in New York about that. Like, wait, you don't understand. When the Knicks go down there, it's MSG South. Like, it's loud for the Knicks. And yet they're like, no. The Heat have great fans. Can you explain?
No, it's a whole different passion, guys. It's a whole different passion. The Knicks fans are loud, they're rowdy, and they go from minute one to the last minute. Heat fans show up a little bit later, and they're not really into, like, the Garden. When was the last time you heard anything like the Garden in the playoffs?
Nothing. Nothing. There's
and
nothing
I'll,
like
I'll
it.
Tell you something, guys. From down the bench, you guys saying Duncan Robinson's good, but this guy was being benched all season.
I know.
He wasn't getting any light. Now Tyler Hero sitting down there putting him in a little bit more.
But
I think from top to bottom, our bench is deeper. I think our bench is playing with a little bit more passion than theirs. I mean, yeah, they've shown up. They've got the experience. But I think we're good here, guys. I think we got it in five.
Wow. Okay, so Oscar's got the Knicks in five. Let's see. Let's continue. Judah in Queens. Judah.
Yo.
What's happening?
Hey, man. You know I only call up for reassurance. You know what I mean? I don't want no scared business. Now, we got
New York City
cheeses lined up. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple chopped cheeses lined up for Kyle Lowry. You know what I mean? And, no, and on a serious note, I'm a big sports bettor, right? And I tell people sometimes you got to give the eye test, not just stats.
Yep.
And when I watched the Milwaukee series, yo, they was tapped out after they got hit with that 50-piece. They got
like
outplayed, outcoached, and they just didn't look like they wanted to be there. So I wouldn't compare that to, you know, a matchup with the Knicks. I think certain teams got other teams' numbers, and I think Miami has just had their number the last two or three seasons. And Knicks is ready to go, man. Obi Toppin, don't sleep. If we could win game one without Julius Randle, I think we're going to kind of take their heart away, because Obi Toppin, even though Bam might beat him up a little bit in the post, Obi Toppin going to get him tired. He's going to run him around.
Well, he's going to need to.
Barbecue chicken.
No, going to need to run on them.
Before I leave.
Go ahead.
One more thing.
Mm-hmm.
For the Jets to make it to the Super Bowl, it's plus 900. I just dropped 200 slices of cheese on the taco.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like that. You know, I'll tell you what. I might be doing the same thing, Judah. I'm feeling that
Yo,
one.
Let me tell you something, because they're not done. Wait till you see the stars that say, you know what, I'll come there. All right, right? And wait, yeah. You know. I'll They're going to be like, I'll come there for
These
1 year.
These are my guys that are going to get cut, right? Guys
yeah, let me up my cut? Start. Yeah, let me up my start. Then you look up, man, they Jets got depth. Like, they got him coming off the bench. He's just a specialist. They might bring the first down specialist. They might mess around and get a short yardage specialist. They might mess around and get, you know, an interior pass rusher type of guy. They're like, man, you know, I'll come play here. You know what I mean? I just want to have fun. It's my last year. I already got paid a bag or two a couple times. They cut me because they drafted my replacement. Yeah. Mm. I'm good.
All right, real quick here. DraftKings, odds to win the series. Knicks at minus 140. Heat at plus 120. Razor thin. For game one, the Knicks are laying 4.5 in game one. Minus 190 on the money line. Miami, plus 160. Over-under, by the way, is 110. Right? No, I'm sorry, it's 206. I might say 110. Over-under is 206, and you're getting it's just basically 110 for the under. Oh, 206. Yeah, that could hit under. I mean, the whole damn series could be an under, no doubt about it.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.